Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to The Fruit Factory. The Fruit Factory is a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and I am his servant on this field. I welcome you to this platform, and our assignment is to be a trumpet call to true Israel and the end times church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. If you'd like to know more about what happens to those who are not fruitful, you can read John 15, where the Lord says that the unfruitful branches will be cut off, left to wither, and then bundled up and thrown in the fire. And also, another thing that is important to mention is that when I say true Israel, I am not talking about the country that we know as being Israel today in August 2024, but rather the people of the book who are still scattered around the world, waiting to be regarded by their Father, just like he had promised. And so, this ministry is to tell to those people that the time for harvest is here, the time for the regathering is here. And the Lord has entrusted me with proclaiming his words and proclaiming his will to his people in this season and generation. Today's prophecy is going to be just a short statement that the Lord gave me. I received this prophecy on August 5th, 2024. And at the time, I was just having a conversation with the Lord, and he was giving me instructions about this ministry, instruction about how to publish the different prophecies and the scribal work that I am called to do for him on the Fruit Factory. That's because I operate as a prophet and a scribe for him. So, the Lord was quite adamant about the fact that I was not to utilize any visual media whatsoever, and not to show my face on the various platforms, may it be on social media, on YouTube, and other very popular and trending platforms, but rather that I was to stick exclusively, at least for the time being, to audio and the written word, which I accepted. I had no problem with. And the day went by, and I received other prophecies in that day. But the Lord just came back abruptly and gave me this prophecy, this statement that he read out to me and asked me to write down and to proclaim to you, to Israel. He said that I must publish it. And actually, I had taken the evening off for today, but the Lord asked me to come here and publish this today, right now. And if you've listened to or read the prophecy titled The Litmus Test, then you know that when you're a prophet of God or his scribe, your life belongs to him, and he can ask things of you at any moment, in any way, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, and God, you operate as God being your priority. So I got myself out of the bed and I came here and sat, and here I am reading this statement out after having published it on the blog. You can read this statement for yourself on thefruitfactory.co. It is going to be on the welcome page, which I highly recommend for everyone to do at least once a week, to go on the platform and to read the words of the Lord, because there is something else that happens when you read something. You assimilate it better, you understand it better, and when it is in written form, usually the Holy Spirit will interject and will start bringing things up in your spirit, bringing things up in your heart as you read the words that have come out of the Lord's mouth. And so I'm going to go ahead and read the statement. The prophecy is titled Grow Up Israel, and it was given to me on August 5th, 2024. Thus says the Lord. Israel still has a heart of idolatry. She lives in debauchery. If you begin this ministry showing your face, you will give her what she likes, a distraction, something to look at and make comments about, a person to blame and to crucify. So you will not. All she needs is to hear what I have to say without any distractions, without fanfare, without any opportunity to be ranting about the person you are, instead of focusing on the message you are delivering. Israel is so obsessed with optics, appearances, and the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life that this is what I must do. This is how she will listen. By hearing and reading the words and nothing else. Israel, if you have a problem with that, know that your feelings and emotions do not matter. Those of you who cannot go 5 minutes without looking at people's photos and lives on your phones, you cannot resist the urge to live in your flesh. You cannot contain your itching desire to always make it about how things look. It is time to grow up. Go and read the prophecies and instructions. Listen without distraction. I, the Lord God, have spoken, and so it shall be. This is where the prophecy ends, or the instruction from the Lord, the proclamation from the Lord. When it comes to the format that he chose for this ministry, if he had told me to go on video, I would have done it, because he says something, I obey. There is nothing in between. But he chose not to do that, and I clearly understand what he means by removing the distraction and just focusing on the words that he is speaking. You may be hearing my voice, but I am only proclaiming what the Lord puts in my mouth to proclaim. I am not here by my own power or my own capacity. The prophecies that I proclaim do not come from me. They are given to me by Yah. And Yah wants his people to listen to him without the distractions. He wants his people to actually desire to hear what he has to say without it having to be around about the fanfare that is all around it. Because today there is so much noise, and so-called prophets transform themselves into reality TV stars on social media. They distract you so that you will not be able to see that they are actually false. They put things in your face that will get you to get attached to the things and how they look, right? And not to be focused on the substance of what is being said, or not to be focused on being bothered with detecting if the spirit that is talking to you is a spirit of God or an unclean spirit. And this is how they have successfully deceived the masses. The false prophets have deceived the church. They have deceived Israel. By utilizing these tools of deception, utilizing smoke and mirrors, right? Creating fake personas. The marriages that they choose to have are all orchestrated to put you into this thing where you will be more bothered by what is the prophet's next outfit, what is the prophet's next vacation, what is the prophet's unborn child going to look like. And they take it and they put it in your face. They film themselves traveling in, they film themselves at luxury parties and so forth. They are manipulating you because they know that this is how you get people to be blinded. If you can put enough entertainment in their eyes, they stop thinking clearly and they stop caring about the truth. And even when they will see something that seems to be a little bit off, or when you will start doing things that are flat out ungodly, like asking people to pay fees to be healed, asking people to pay fees to be delivered of demons. When the word of God says that freely I receive and freely I give, right? And when the Peters told the man who could not walk, he said, money, I cannot give you. Riches, I cannot give you that. But what I can give you is this, stand up and walk. You understand? So when they start blinding you with all of these things, with how they dress, with the magnitude of their events, of their churches, with how they stand and they do prophesy, with wedding pictures, wedding videos and holiday videos, or them being invited to celebrity events, them now hanging out with popular artists. And this is all smoke and mirrors, so that you will get lost in that. You will get lost in the distraction and you will stop using your spiritual discernment. You will stop caring about asking yourselves, if this is the person that I should be listening to. And then they will come and stand on stage and start teaching you doctrines of devils, like things, saying things like, you know, God does not really, sin is a small thing for God. It's not really a big thing for him. These false prophets will tell you this and you'll be listening saying, yes, Papa, prophesy. Why? Because you have been embroiled in a soul tie. You have been manipulated into a soul tie that you see this person now as an example. You are dying to be their friend. You will pay $400, $300. And it's like every conference becomes more expensive. Why do they have to charge you such high amounts for healing, for prayer, for meditation? For, I mean, which type of prayer are you going to be teaching me that I need to be paying, I don't know, $40 a month for a daily devotional? This is what these people do. And it is the diviners fine, right? It is what mediums do. Diviners do this. You need to pay them so that they can read your palm and summon their spirits or whatever. So people are actually doing this in the church and you cannot perceive it because you are embroiled in what is the latest hairstyle that she had, that he had. Oh, look at how nicely she dresses. She's so pretty. Look, Israel, look, the church. We seriously need to do better. And this is how these people come and they go and they start promoting your lifestyle, and the people start focusing more on the lifestyle than on the content of what the person is talking about. And it is a shame. It is a shame because this is how we are deceived. These people have been trained by Satan. Satan has been doing this for at least 5,000 years. So he knows exactly how to entice the flesh. He knows how to speak to these three things that the Lord spoke about in this prophecy when he said, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Satan is the expert in making that the focus of your life. And he's been doing it with human beings for at least 5,000 years. So those same tactics that he used in the garden, he's using today in the church, and it is working. It is working so well that the Lord said out of his mouth that 98% of the prophets that call themselves prophets are not. And among the 2% that are actually true prophets, 50, half of them have turned to serve Baal and Jezebel and Baphomet. Imagine the tragedy. You can read more about that or hear more about that in the litmus test prophecy. Look, the Lord was like, they are not getting that here. They will listen to the words. If they cannot accept it like this, they will miss out. Lack of good judgment, lack of wisdom, and lack of spiritual discernment. That will be on you. It will be your responsibility to mature and to realize that not everything is about how things look. Actually, how things look about 99.9% of the time is deceptive. Even when you want to do the most that you can do to make it accurate, there are aspects, especially in this world that we live in. If you're not in 100% dedicated, consecrated life to Christ, and the people around you are consecrated, and which is not the case, because those who are truly consecrated Christians are such a small minority. Everything else you are looking at is a mirage. People lie so much. People in church, they make up things that are not true about themselves so that they can be interesting to others in church and have interesting stories. They lie in their testimonies. Can you believe that? You're testifying about the goodness of God. Why do you have to lie? Just say the good thing that he did and then take your bag and you know, give back the microphone and go back to your seat. Why are you lying? But this is the world that we live in, especially in this world where people have risen up altars of themselves on social media. This is what these people, these false prophets and false teachers, are experts at. You will rarely ever see them strip everything down and remove the fanfare. No, the woman, she has to wear professional makeup every day she's on the pulpit. Why? Why do you need that? Why? Isn't just showing up as yourself? I'm not saying that women should not wear makeup, but I'm saying that when it becomes a fanfare thing, right? When it becomes a fanfare thing that is about the shoes you're wearing, about the wig you're wearing, about the makeup, how is the makeup going to look next? Look, they are targeting the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That is what they are targeting when they do all of that. That is what they are after. They want you to live in your flesh, to live in what your eyes can see. And they will sit and tell you about spiritual things. Live in the spirit, live in the spirit. Except the entire strategy, the entire marketing strategy of the wizard is to get you to focus on your flesh. And it is through your focus on the flesh that they will be lying to you, and they will blind you, and then eventually they will sell your soul to their demon. And one day you will wake up sick, and you will not understand why you're sick, but you are sick because you were sold, you were sacrificed in a spiritual transaction by that wizard that you call your prophet. And you did not realize it because you were too busy commenting about the gladness of him having a baby, him getting married, her getting a new house with her husband, her having a new pair of shoes and a new style that has been killing it. Look, please, Israel, the church, we must do better than this. Seriously. So this is what the Lord has to say. This is what he wants me to share today. And you can hear more. You can hear more about the devastating effects of following the wrong people and just how much it damages your life and you do not realize it. You can hear more about that in the teaching called The Devourers of Israel and the Church. It was posted the same day as this prophecy you're listening to. So if you go and you look out for it, you should find it not too far from this. And so the banner scripture for this prophecy is in 1 Timothy 3, and it is the verses 8 to 10, where it is written, "Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to too much wine, not greedy for money, holding the ministry of the faith with pure conscience. But let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless." You know, I found it very interesting that this is the scripture that the Lord gave me. Because when he gave me 1 Timothy 3 and the verse, and I went to read it, and I was like, "You're talking about deacons here, Father." He said, "Yes, I am." I was like, "All right, well, I didn't know that we were talking to deacons." And this is what the Lord said. He said that Israel, being the chosen people, should consider themselves as the deacons of the church. Who are the deacons of the church? The deacons are those who are considered to be the ministers of the body of Christ, right? They minister to the body. They are not the evangelist or whatever. They are the ones who are there to make sure that, okay, what does the elders need? What do the elders need? What does the pastor need? What needs to be done around the church during church service and so forth? Right? They are the hands-on people on the ground, making sure that things go according to plan. And the Lord Jesus said this very clearly when he said that the greatest among you will be the servant. So people are rushing to be called pastor this, prophet that, but really the value is in the service. Israel was told that she has been chosen to be the Lord's people, and through her, the rest of the world, so the Gentiles, will be brought to God. And how do you think that will happen? It will happen through how Israel will live her own life, right? The reflection of God in Israel is what will call the rest of the nations to be called to the Lord. So Israel qualifies in this case as a deacon of the body, the overall body, not a specific church building, but the overall body of Christ. And knowing that the principle here is the principle of service, leadership service, the leader is he who serves, right? The greatest among you will be the servant, says the Lord. That's what he said. So the Lord is saying that the standard, and this is always the way it is with God. If you've been given much, he to whom much is given, much is required. Israel, much has been given to you, so much is required from you. And so the Lord is speaking here of the qualifications of the deacon, because that is the position that Israel has within the church. She is the one who is to be reverent before God, not double-tongued, not given too much wine, not greedy for money. And all of this pertains to the aspect of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Greedy for money, given to wine, being double-tongued, so you lie. And they are the guardians of the mystery of the faith. When it says here in verse 9, holding the mystery of the faith with pure conscience. But if you're sat there being so busy about how things look, about how things should operate, about what shoes is she wearing good makeup, and so forth. Is it grandiose? Was it a big event? How many people attended? If you're worried about all of these things, you're worried about the wrong thing and you're disqualifying yourself. And then verse 10 says, but let these also first be tested. Then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. So the Lord deciding that this ministry will not have any visual medium, and that part of kind of entertainment fanfare is going to be removed completely from the equation, is also a test to Israel. So are you going to be able to listen to this voice speaking to you by faith? Are you going to go and pray, Father, I cannot see this woman's face, but I really feel like this is you. I can detect in my spirit, your spirit in this woman's voice. Are you going to be able to detect the Holy Spirit as you listen to the words that come out of this ministry? If you cannot detect it, are you going to go in stewardship? Just like the Bible verse here says, holding the mystery of the faith with pure conscience, protect. Are you going to protect the mystery of the faith with pure? Are you going to go before God in humility and with a pure conscience and say to the Lord, Father, should I be listening to these prophecies? And you have to pay attention, because Satan can come and dissuade you from listening to this. Because the type of solid food you will get here, he does not want you to get it. He doesn't. If I tell you how much I have been attacked for me to be sitting here, the spiritual warfare, you can hear a bit about that in the last prophecy that I just posted, that is titled The The Devourers of Israel and the Church. You can listen to that. I shared a little bit of the kind of things that has happened since I was called to this ministry. Satan is going to do everything he can for you to say, you know what? She's hiding herself behind a mic. Why is there not a picture of her? Why does she not have a church? Why can I not see? And so forth. You do not need to see me. All you need to do is to listen to what I'm saying by the Spirit of the Lord. Ask the testimony of Jesus Christ. That is all you need. And you need to be going and reading these words on the blog. The blog is thefruitfactory.co. That is all you need. You do not need to look at me. That is extra stuff that is completely useless in this work that I'm called to do. So, this is the word of the Lord, and I have delivered it as he has ordered me to today, and I hope that you will sit and think about what the Lord spoke about here, and ask yourselves, how much of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life have you been using to measure or to try and what you call test the spirit? You're saying that you are testing the spirit, but you're not. You're getting manipulated by your eyes. They are creating smoke and mirrors for you to try and perceive. If you're trying to detect something with your eyes, you are already deceived. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And Satan knows that Israel loves to walk by sight. Israel is so impressed by the sight of things. The entire world is. But Israel, we have a problem. We have a big problem. And the Lord is trying to amend that problem. If you're going to miss on the word of the Lord because you simply cannot just focus on the words without the fanfare, well, that will be on you. That will be your fault. All I'm called to do is to deliver these messages and to minister to the Lord and to make sure that I am doing my job exactly how he asked me to. That is my part. However you interact with this thing on your side is not in my hands any longer. And so I would like to encourage you to subscribe to The Fruitful Report, which is a weekly newsletter. So every Tuesday I send an email of a full report of the previous week's published prophecies. You get it per email once a week. And this can also, this is the main reason why the Lord made me create this newsletter. It's so that you can stay up to date with the prophetic word of Jesus Christ to his people. He wants you to be alert and aware of the things that he's saying in real time. Because you see, for example, I do not always have the time to record the audios as I am publishing the written prophecies. So as I'm talking to you right now, for example, there are four prophecies that I have not recorded yet. Five prophecies that I have not come around recording just yet, but they are already posted on the website. So if you get this newsletter, then you will have them in the article, and you'll be able to go and read and to know everything that is coming out in real time. For you to subscribe to that, you just need to go to thefruitfactory.co/report. thefruitfactory.co/report. And if you'd like to support this ministry with giving or donations, you are very welcome to do so. And you can find the link to that in the description bar. The link for the Fruitful Report is also in the description bar. So I usually add all of the resources in the description bar of every episode. So if you'd be so inclined and touched by the Lord to support the ministry, please, you are welcome to do so by using the link in the description bar. It's just a simple link. You click on it, you'll be brought to a portal where you can fill your information and use credit card. All credit cards are accepted. Mobile Pay, Apple Pay, Google Pay, and PayPal are accepted. So you just enter the amount, enter the information, and you can even pay anonymously. You don't need to give your personal information. So that is what the Lord had for you, for us to ponder upon today. And I hope that you will take his words to heart and reflect on how much of the flesh you have been allowing to be used as a tool against you, and how much of your flesh and your eyes and your perception of what you think you're seeing, how you think you're feeling in your chest, that is also not discernment. That is all related to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Because if you're not in the spirit, whatever you're feeling in your chest, like, this is how I feel, it is not correct. It is corrupt by what your eyes are seeing, by what your flesh is desiring, and by what you want to believe. The human being has an incredibly powerful capacity of self-deception. It is quite wonderful how much we can deceive ourselves when we really want to believe in something, or when we really want something to be true. It is simply spectacular how much we are capable to tell ourselves that something is okay when it is not. All of the boyfriends with whom you were supposed to break up right after the second date, but you didn't, that is a proof of that. Oh, you men, the girls that plundered your money, you knew that she was a gold digger. You knew it. But you were too wrapped up in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So you didn't break up. And she made you go broke. And then when she realized that you had no money left, she dumped you. See? Don't do that, please. And repent to the Lord if you've been found guilty of everything that he's talked about here. If you are guilty of any of these things, you better repent. And you better do it fast. because we are in the end times and the wrath of God is being unleashed upon the earth. You don't want to end up among the people who failed to repent. You don't want that. Judgment is on the earth right now. You don't want to be the one who gets hit by that judgment because you called yourself a Christian but never really practiced, never repented. No, no, not you. Come on. You know better. You know better than to think that way. You know that repentance is a lifestyle. You do not go a day without repenting. When you pray in the morning, repent. When you pray in the evening, you repent. This is how you keep yourself in right standing with God. Because sometimes your thoughts are sinful. There are things that you do sometimes that are sin. You don't even know it. And whether you knew it or not is irrelevant. If it's a sin, well, judgment will be applied. Failure to repent applies judgment. It's very easy. And Jesus Christ paid that price so that we would have this opportunity to be able to repent. Excuse me. So, thank you for tuning in today, and I'll talk to you in the next broadcast. God bless you. Goodbye.